Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This is the Scummy Mummies podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Scummy Mummies podcast. It's me, Helen Thorne.
And it's me, Ellie Gibson.
Guess who we've got today, Ellie?
Is it Mother Pucker?
It bloody well is.
Bloomin' Eck.
Yo, yo, yo.
Now, for anyone who bizarrely is not familiar with your work, Mother Pucker.
My mum.
What do you prefer Anna or do you prefer Mother Pucker?
I think probably Anna is probably better for my mind.
Okay, Mother Pucker. Could you please introduce yourself?
I'm Anna from Mother Pucker. Okay. Pucker in a doctor's surgery. When my kid's saying it, Mother Pucker. It doesn't go down so well, especially when you go, I'm a blogger. I don't even care what that is. I just need you to get out of my surgery and stop your child from swearing. I'm the founder of Mother Pucker, which is a platform. Is that what we call them?
A platform?
Is it a platform?
Oh. Not a shoe.
A vehicle?
I like to call myself a self-sustaining media node these days. But whatever makes you feel
That's
happy.
A mouthful, Ellie. Mm.
Can I just join toe bar onto that?
Yeah.
Self-facilitating media node, maybe. That's the difference. I facilitate.
We're nodes. We're all nodes
you
here.
You sustain.
I am the purveyor of filth. That's it. Just a purveyor of filth.
Or just filthy.
I am just filthy. I'm gross, actually.
Yeah.
I need a wash. Tell us more about you, Anna.
So you're not just a blogger, you're also a vlogger.
What even is that?
I think it's someone who makes videos of logs, but I could be wrong. You tell me.
I had to Google it when I started doing this because I'd signed off some budget for a vlogger. Yeah. Or a vlogger. When I was at Stylist magazine, she was earning about 10 grand for an hour. And I just thought, I'm on 150 quid a day here, signing off a 10 grand budget.
For doing a video of some lipstick?
Basically, to turn up to an event and go, foundation's kind of really good to cover, you know, any shit on your skin.
Is it?
I know, 10 grand's worth.
That's why she earns the big bucks.
So, Mama took to Google, as I think we all do in moments of desperation.
Mm.
And I was like, what is this blogging thing? And I Googled it and started vlogging. But my dad calls it flogging and my mum calls it clogging up the internet.
Is she Dutch?
She is Dutch.
Oh, there we are.
So on brand.
She can legitimately say that without saying a little bit racist. Good.
So where did the name Mother Pucker come from? I mean, is it supposed to be like a pun or something?
Does it sound like something rude?
It's literally when someone's like, why did you call it Mother Pucker? It's such dark times. It's a pun. I've obviously had to keep it quite quiet from my grandmother. She's a Laura Ashley toting woman and would not like the implications of the Mother Pucker brand. It was going to be Motherfucker. That genuinely was where I was going to go, because I think go bold or go home.
Right.
But then my mum was a little upset about that, and I still really want to impress her.
Do you know?
I just do.
Sorry, Mum.
I wanted them to be proud still, so I pared it down a bit to Pucker.
Yeah.
And it started when I was just hacked off with just a lot of things, the general public, people who tut.
Yeah. So was this? Did you find that you became annoyed by these things after you became a mother? Specifically, were you like a happy, carefree person before all this started?
I was so happy. I was just so happy. I think we all were, really.
What were you doing?
I was a copywriter at just a fashion house called Super Trash.
Oh, very nice.
But my dad always used to say, how's it going at the trash bag? I'm like, another proud parental moment. I've gone from trash bag to motherfucker. Seamless move. I did a law degree. I just want to make it clear.
Why?
Yeah. Well, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. You know. A waste of time.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. I mean, the things we needed to know at school were simply tax returns and how to make spaghetti bolognese.
Yeah. Driving. Driving would have been handy.
Driving would have been good.
Know. Yeah.
And also STDs and, you know, if you can't get pregnant, that happens. And if you do get pregnant, what to do.
And how to win a row. That's something I could use in my daily
life.
Be
the bigger person. How? It's not easy. Yeah,
just eat more cheese.
When he's being a massive twat.
Yeah. So you were in Amsterdam. You were living a glamorous child-free life.
Yes. And I could see how it worked over there. Just like, in all seriousness, like, people were genuinely happy with their kids. Mainly because work worked around. They put family first. And that was family, including, like, boyfriend, girlfriend, grannies and granddads, you know, family isn't just mums and dads. And I think that's how they saw it. And the MD would leave at 5:30 to go and have dinner with his or her kids. And so everyone would follow. I came back to London and I just felt like a runover ferret the minute I came back. 5-day working week, 2-hour commute either end. And I went to ask for a flexible working request to go down to 4 days. And I was just told, and they're a great company, but I was just told one rule for you would mean another rule for everyone else.
Well, so, they had to be nice to everyone. Yeah. So they
outrageous. We can't give everybody a quality of life.
We can't.
What do you think this is?
We can't remove this, like, stress breakdown from everyone. And they said, and I remember thinking, that's when I said in my mind, motherfucker, was when they said, I just thought my life choices, all of our life choices, are kind of being determined on someone else's ovaries, which is weird. And so I quit.
So you've developed mother pucker. Do you get people on the street just calling out Parker and like because you're
maybe
you're
Jamie Oliver? I would imagine.
Yeah.
Parker, getting our brand back, you bitch. It was mine. They recognise my daughter, May, but I think I don't maybe look how I do on the internet.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I've had a few people, you look so different.
That's the nice. Internet. Yeah.
And you're like, I don't think that's good. I'm not going to take that well.
Yeah. So maybe they're confusing you with us. I do hope so.
Yeah, my mum obviously parades me around Buckinghamshire and you know, she does the visits to Laura Ashley, and she's like, my daughter's a motherfucker, and they're like, I don't give a fuck. And she is
bit you're like paying for those curtains or you'll get out.
No discount for you. I don't care if she's a flogger or a clogger or a blogger. I think my one troll is Auntie Janet. Like, she's a god-fearing woman and she doesn't believe in promoting drinking alcohol around children. She's quite disappointed in that. We're all looking at each other going,
dear,
bring the happiness back. Brilliant. Like, she's the most supportive. But and I think we all need that, you know, that kind of cuntometer. You know, like, maybe
I've got one in the garden. Yes, wonderful.
I sleep with one every night. And then there's
what, to kind of know that's your, like, that's the person who hates you, or what you're doing. That's
as far, you know, I've pushed it too far for that kind of generation, but then I know that's not my target market. Strategy.
Your target market's pissed all day, mate. They're not going to judge you.
Yeah, he's moistened undercrackers and necking a bottle of White Lightning in Finchley Park. Target market, I hope you're listening. Probably not, don't give a fuck.
So you've got Auntie Janet.
You've got Papa Pucker.
Papa Pucker, very hard to say. Matt, my husband.
Does he do this for a full-time job as well now? Is this your...
No, he's probably the most reluctant man on the internet, but he's doing it, you know, under... you know, duress.
I do like some of the photos. He looks slightly dead behind the eyes, where he's like, why are you making me wear this t-shirt in public? I hope it really pays well. It's like this sort of strain, like, I hope my mates are watching.
I'm sure you guys have done, you know, the things sometimes you have to do to get food on the table.
Oh my god,
and have you seen our outfits? We're basically whores.
Thinking of Ellie, mother horrors.
But you never give me the impression that a little bit of your soul has died. It's always
no, because we love money, so that feeds our soul and brings it back to life. Yeah, no, the other day I had to take a picture of myself in a wonderful, if I may say, sports bra from Boobydoo.
Boobydoo.co.uk.
That's right. And genuinely, they are great products. They're great bras.
Your knockers look fit.
Thank you, mate. Yeah. So I put it on, mate. I did that to sort of make it non-sexual, just to dissipate the tension. And my husband was like, "What are you doing?" And I was like, "Oh, I'm just taking a picture of myself in my bra to put on the internet." And he was like, and I was like, "Yes, I actually am a whore now. I'm actually making pictures of myself in underwear and putting them on online." So that's where we are.
And I'll do it again and again.
Yes, I will. Thank you, Boobydoo.
Ellie, what's your line? Like, what would your line be?
I do actually have a nudity clause in all my contracts, which is that I must do nudity if ever I'm on television. Or, like, for example, if I go on Victoria Derbyshire, usually I'm not wearing any underpants, things like that.
Yeah.
Just
so if someone tries to wrestle a nipple pasty onto your nipples, you'd be like, no, stop it.
I want all the hairs and all the areoli, or whatever it's called.
Is it alioli?
That's the garlic dip. Aioli.
Areola.
Oh, isn't that a spell in Harry Potter? Areola.
So we've got garlic dip, hairy nip, and we've got
Harry Potter.
Magic. Yeah.
Do you know what? I don't know if I've got a line. I wouldn't do anything like sexy, but if I was having an operation down there, you know, and I thought, for some reason, putting this on the internet might help someone. I don't know why. Why not? Like, you know.
Yeah. But we've always said we've got no shame.
It just can't have sexual intent.
I wouldn't actually make porn, Anna, is what I'm saying. I don't know how to make it.
You can be our fluffer, and then we'll...
I would go pubic line if it meant that there was a really good...
What, you get a new bathroom out of that?
Yeah. I'd go pubic line.
I'd get me cesarean scar out. I don't mind about that. That's realness.
Do you have a little overhang pocket?
I've got like a muffin. I've got a muffin.
Oh my God, I just saw Ellie gives us pubes.
Okay. So that's mine.
I've just seen your pubes. It's all very puby.
That's a Dutch line, because I had that done in Amsterdam.
So
the line... Oh, yours is higher. They went quite low on me.
Oh, wow. You go low, I go high. Let's get back to the family then. So there's Papa Pucker, and then there's Baby Pucker, and then the family's about to get bigger, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a bun in the oven.
Oh, my goodness.
The duff.
How long have you got to go?
It's 21st of June when this one's coming down.
So this is your second baby, and it's been quite a hard slog to get here, hasn't it? It's been a difficult journey.
It's been a bit of a shitter, to be honest. But the problem is, because I've documented how hard it was to get pregnant and how we've had lots of miscarriages along the way, but now I'm really hating being pregnant, so I feel like I can't say anything because I'm hashtag blessed. So it's like, so I got what I wanted, and now I'm really... horrible.
Aww.
I'm suffering bacterial vaginosis, thrush, diarrhea.
This is like a bingo card. This is amazing. Have you got hemorrhoids?
Tick.
I've got hemorrhoids on the way.
Great.
Oh, good. You put that in.
Heartburn.
Classic.
Yeah, literally.
Full house!
But who was the doctor who went, you know what, that slightly gross, like, fanny infection, we're going to call it bacterial vaginosis.
Oh,
because that's going to give her confidence. That's going to make her feel really confident going into Boots, going, I have BV. Sorry, what's that? BV. What have you got? Bacterial vaginosis. I have bacteria in my vagina and I need your help.
I need some cream. My fanny is on fire.
Yeah.
I hate myself right now.
Do you think they come up with a jollier name? What would you like something like?
Something floral. Some sort of like willow.
Fanny flower.
Violet, rose. I don't know.
Maybe BV's where it's at.
Yeah, BV.
Blooming fufu. I've got blooming fufu. No, that's terrible.
The blooming fufu.
But do you mean you find it tough to, you feel like you shouldn't be admitting that you're not enjoying the pregnancy? Because I think
to be honest, like, when you've miscarried, you know, it does affect you. And I think I've written a lot about it because, you know, it's not in an attention-seeking way. Look at me, I've had a really tough time. But it was because I felt so alone. Like, I felt like I couldn't really talk to my friends who were pregnant, even though they were brilliant and they wanted me to talk to them. I couldn't because, to be honest, I think, I don't know whether I'm a selfish person, but I just was like, I can't look at you or be around you with that bum. It was just a massive reminder of what I didn't have and the long road I think that I felt we were going to. And I remember just crying on the tube, just looking at a Pampers ad and just thinking, wow, I haven't got my shit together here. And I Googled stuff, but the internet is a scary place. Mm. Especially if you're going for bacterial vaginosis. Don't go in for miscarriage, is all I'm saying. You just come out feeling, again, lonely because you're connecting with pixels. Mm. And so I started writing about miscarriage. And since that, I've actually met people who've gone through the same thing. And it was just down to two things. It was like empathy versus sympathy. And I've worked it out what helps. And it was just, empathy is, it's shit. I'm here. Here's some Jaffa cakes. You're going to be all right. Keep bonking with intent. And sort of sympathy goes, you know, well, at least you've got a kid. And that, I don't think, kind of helped. So, and I think the only thing that helped was May, when I told her that we'd lost the baby because she knew I was pregnant. And she just, quite matter-of-fact, she's like, can the doctor just put another one in? I was like, well, I'd have to talk to Papa about that. And then she said, but can the next one be black? Like my friend Zion. So again, I am going to have to go back to Papa on that one. But I will come back to you because I would like to entertain the idea on both of those. And that was the moment I came out of it.
Oh.
It was like, actually, you know what? I've got a three-year-old questioning me here in a very sort of basic way. No one tiptoeing around me. Just
no.
Just get another one in you, Mum.
Yeah, come on.
And
come
we
on.
Did. And then you get a baby.
Oh. But,
yeah. So, you know, and I think I'm just aware, like coming back to your question, I'm just aware of how hard I found it, whether I'm a strong person or not. I think I was a bit weak person because I couldn't handle other people's pregnancies. So going out there then to say, oh, it's really hard being pregnant after... knowing there's a lot of people out there who are struggling because I was there, it doesn't, it doesn't sit well. But hashtag blessed. She says through bacterial vaginosis, thrush, and diarrhea.
I was going to say, hashtag vaginosis. Lucky old me.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
But do you find that, I mean, the same with having children and things like that, is that when we have, say, we're having a shitty day and then people can say to you, but at least you've got children, you've got, but I think you have to be honest because otherwise if you keep hiding your sad, then that's not good for you. And also other people will be experiencing it because it is not glamorous pregnancy. Yeah, like I didn't shit for about a week and I wanted to kill somebody, anybody. I just wanted to do a poo. Well,
you probably could have bashed them over the head with whatever was in your bowel.
Oh, my God, I know.
What worked in the end, just on a medical note, like...
I just drank a lot of prune juice in the end.
And was it a proper, like...
Oh, it was like...
I saw on the telly the other day you should eat prunes. You'd have to drink, and they had the thing, you'd have to drink a bucket of prune juice to get the same fibre that you're getting, like, a handful of prunes.
Oh, see, that was just mainline.
Such
and then I just like laid cable. It was just, oh.
And your relationship through that, I think, you know, when you're blocked up, or yeah. when you're, you know, shitting like a skitterish thoroughbred.
Yes.
Ahead of race every yes. day. Oh. Can she make it to Tesco
yes.
without shitting her undercrackers? But I think when you, those bodily functions, you know, like, it's not, yeah, it's, glamour isn't where it's at.
No, it's not all soft focus and you wearing pastel and bows. It's mm. it's just going, for the love of fucking Christ, get this shit out of my ass. that's what they don't put in the Pampers ads.
That you need a nappy too.
Oh my God. That's it. It is all just, it's just leaking things, isn't it? Leaking tits and leaking fannies.
How are you feeling about the actual birth? Are you nervous? Are you less nervous than you were last time?
Yeah, I think because, you know, you've got two under the belt, so to speak. We've seen what's under the belt. Oh, yeah. I've touched the belt.
Yeah. Wow. Anytime.
Seen her fanny and now I've touched her boo. Luckily.
You're married. That's more than you'll get from your husband, I tell you.
I know, begging him, please touch me. Don't touch me, I've got BV. What is that? Bacterial vaginosis.
Oh,
shag me now.
Oh, can't wait to dip it in that.
Dip in.
Oh,
into that. I think it was in Jilly Cooper I was reading the other day, who said he delved into her moist, mossy mound.
Wow.
I was like,
discovered bacteria like he'd never seen.
I was like,
they had
moist.
Started a feudal system. They were so advanced.
But yeah, the birth is coming out the sunroof, this one.
Right.
We've had so many complications. I have, it's exclusive to this podcast, I have two uteruses.
Are you serious?
Oh, I just want to freak you out.
Are you serious?
Yeah, what?
Totally like serious. A fucking cow. No, wait, that's stomachs.
To me as a bovine creature.
She's like a fucking cow.
I just trusted you with this truth, and I would really like it if you treated it with some respect.
No, mate, it's going on the internet.
Two
uteruses. Really? You've
yes.
got two? How did you even discover that?
Oh, when they did the scan with May, they were just a bit like, you know when they go and get the doctor? We're just going to go get someone else.
Yeah, we're going to go get the doctor. Doctor who? Someone who's got four hearts who can explain to you why you're a freak.
Go blue.
Literally people, whoa, I haven't seen that before. Whoa, this chick.
Jerry, you gotta come in here.
Dave. We've got two uteruses. This chick's a freak. Yeah, I've got two. So it's really, and that's why it's only problems getting knocked up. Because biologically, the fetus was attaching to the uterus wall. Because there's so many of them.
Oh, my God.
And it freaks me out even talking about it. Like, I feel a little bit of vom in my throat, but you know, I did want to give you an exclusive, and I feel like
and I think we've dealt with it very separately.
Very sympathetically.
Yes, screw you, woman's hour. We can nail this. Yeah.
We got one with two uteruses on our podcast. What are you gonna do? Yeah, try and find a woman with four vaginas and come back to us.
So I just want to let anyone out there know, if you have two uteruses, you're not alone. Feel free to sort of get in touch with me.
Is it how common is it? Is it not
that common, no.
Right.
It's pretty unique.
Oh, man.
So babies coming through the sunroof.
I think it's cool. You're like a multiplex. You're like...
Ellie's still not feeling better, but you know,
very
you can
sensitive.
You can see the mind. Ellie's going, wow!
I'm genuinely excited.
It's like when you hear like someone's got three testicles, it's like...
Who's got three testicles?
That's a thing, apparently.
Has your husband got three testicles?
No, he's not.
He's barely
got...
Yeah.
Anyway.
How would you do lose one after he said that thing about the pasta not being very nice the other night?
Oh, no, not
How
pasta
would
again.
How teabag that? You know, like, I mean, not that I've got a teabag.
Well, that's enough baby chat, I think. Yeah. Let's talk about Flex, baby.
Oh, team.
Yeah, what on earth, what are you on about? What is this Flex nonsense?
It started when I couldn't make my job work. Mm. And I'd seen what it was like in Amsterdam. And I had that motherfucker moment. And I thought, okay, I've got to make some dosh. We're not rich enough to not be able to make some moolah, to put some baked beans, fish fingers, chips and peas on the plate and Paw Patrol on the telly. I think we all, just that's the basic. That's all
Paw Patrol
do.
Don't come for free.
Don't come for free. Yeah,
no.
You know, it never leaves the mind. And so I just thought, right, okay, this has frustrated me. I'm not alone. I think we've all got friends who've lost jobs on their maternity leave, who can't make things work. And that's why I came and chatted to you guys, because ultimately what we're all trying to do, you're comedians, but you're working flexibly.
Thanks.
You're very funny. Just a star for effort and excellence.
Can you write that down for me? Thank you.
Do you want it laminated?
Yes, yes, a star comedy.
And I think that was it. It was like, okay, I can try and make money by flogging toilet roll on the internet, but there's something bigger here because I don't want May to go through this shit. So I started the Flexible campaign just to push flexible working for dads to take more of the burden of daycare so that mums can smash through those glass ceilings. Because you see all those headlines, why aren't women smashing through glass ceilings? Babes, because we're not there. Like, we're just not there, because the minute, you know, those swimmers run free, you know how many people fear telling their employer about being pregnant. How many people take their wedding rings off going for interviews because they don't want to be seen as in the area of maybe having a child. The amount of people who lie about having kids to get jobs, you know. And it's not just a vanity project, it's part of life. So I just felt there has to be another way to do it. And I knew there was another way because I'd worked in Amsterdam. So let's talk about flex, baby.
Yeah.
You'll see the exclusive video of yes, lovely ladies flexing it up.
We'll be flogging the vlogging on the...
clogging up the internet.
Clogging up with all the logs.
So what is the ultimate goal of the campaign? Are you trying to change legislation? Are you trying to get companies to get involved? Like, what's the objective?
Well, that's the heart of it.
Big word.
I'm going to get a stat out.
Go on, stat me up.
I've told you about my two uteruses, and now it's time for the stat.
Amazing.
The only stat is it's the European Human Rights Committee. That's what I founded all of this on. Their Working Forward pledge. So if you're listening, Google Working Forward, and it's all about banishing this discrimination, seeing people as equal, not supporting women going back into the workforce. And their stat is that in the survey they did, 86% of businesses across the UK truly in their heart believe that they don't discriminate against women who have kids, and they don't believe they say no to flexible working, that they support it. In the same survey, 77% of women had lost their jobs on maternity leave or had been refused flexible working. So I'm no mathematician, but they're saying something and not delivering on it. So the aim of this campaign is to bridge that gap, is to get rid of that grey area, and to say, make sure that what companies are saying, they're actually doing. And to do that, companies can sign up to the government's Working Forward pledge. They've already got John Lewis. They've already got Ford.
He's great. I love him.
John Lewis.
Nice. Yeah,
such a great guy.
John is great. Well done, John. Virgin. They've got big names signing up. So it's changing. So I'm the flexible working foghorn. I'm not going to be able to change the legislation, but I'm going to just keep getting people on the streets until all of the companies that we hope can kind of sign up to it.
You're the face of Flex.
Yes.
Flexy.
And how are you doing this? Does it involve Lycra?
It does, dear.
Sounds like our kind of political campaign.
It does. It involves 80s Lycra. It involves the lyrics, Salt and Peppers, Let's Talk About Sex, Baby. Very intricately rejigged to Let's Talk About Flex, Baby. I don't know whether Salt and Pepper is still alive.
I think they are.
I'm not sure about Spinderella. She might have.
She might have gone.
Yeah.
I think, you know, I'm hoping they won't be too sad about the butchering of their song. But it's for a good cause.
It is.
And that's it. It's like the basic aim is to put humans above business, but for business benefit. Ditch bums on seats mentality. Increase productivity.
Bumps on seats.
You
can have that.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
We'll be having babies in the office and no one will be batting an eyelid.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, what can we do if we want to get involved with the Flex Appeal campaign?
So on the 31st of March, we've got the one show filming our flash mob in Trafalgar Square. So that's Gloria Hunniford's going to be leading the charge with my mum to show that it's not just a mummy issue. It's people.
It's a Hunniford issue.
It's a Hunniford issue. And yeah. I think when Hunniford says it's an issue, people are going to listen.
Yeah, you better take notice.
I think, to be honest, what people can do in all seriousness is just push. Is to ask, is to not feel scared, is to suggest in a really shit-hot presentation to their employer, this is what you will get back from me if you give me this. I'm not expecting flexible working, but this is the bottom line. Let's give it a go. 2 months. Trial it. who's not going to try and make that work? Mm. End of it, facts. This is how much more I did. This is what I brought in. Nothing changed from when I was there. You can't argue with facts. Mm. But just going in, going, I want it, I need it, give it to me, I'm tired, that doesn't work.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we all want that, but I think you have to help. It's a business issue. You have to help the business understand what they're going to get from it. And you'll be changing that for the person coming after you, and ultimately you'll be changing it for your kids. Mm. And that's all we're trying to do.
Good on you, Anna.
So I think it's time now for the Scummy Mummy Confessions, Helen. So I'd like to share a listener confession on this episode. Helena says, last weekend we were heading to some friend's house, my husband, my four-year-old daughter and I, when out of the blue it started raining quite heavily. We found shelter under an off-licence roof. Classy. Head for the, if it rains, head for the off-licence.
The old Weatherspoon.
Figure out what to do, when I spotted one of those club car rentals right in front of us. We jumped into the car, all smiles, like the happiest family in the world. Suddenly I heard, Mummy, I need a wee-wee. There was nowhere to take her, so I decided to take her behind the car for a wee. She did a wee and said, here it comes, a poo-poo. And in the heavy rain, we both got soaked wet, and I cleaned her bottom with some wipes, and then forgot, and I left the dirty wipes inside the cup holder of the back seat of the car.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my dear God.
My apologies to Drive Now Car Rentals. I think your apology belongs to whoever had to drive that car.
Oh my God. Oh God.
Amazing.
That's extraordinary.
Thank you, Helena. That is a wonderful, wonderful confession.
You are our people.
Lovely stuff.
Lovely. Puckster. Now, have you got one?
Puckster. It's more, I don't know whether it's a confession. It's probably more of a hack. Because I think there's a fine line. I ran out of nappies the other night, and you know those heavily winged sanitary pads.
Oh yeah,
maternity.
Mm. Yeah,
had a few of those out the back. So, and you know the swimming nappy is such a frustrating thing to have when you run out of nappies. She does nothing. She does fuck all.
Yeah.
So I sort of strapped the maternity sanitary towel into the gusset of the swimming nappy.
Oh yeah.
Popped it on May. Worked a treat. No spillage.
Amazing.
Dry as a bone the next morning.
Super, I do it comfy, again. Very streamlined look.
And I say, I don't think that's a confession. I just think that's a life hack.
You've done well.
Yeah.
Well, that. If in doubt. Thank you. Well, thank you, Mother Pucker, for sharing that with us.
It's been fine. It's been emotional.
It's been fine.
It's been fine. Yeah, it's been fine.
It's been fine.
Yeah.
Can I go now?
It's been nice.
Yeah.
Well, it's been wonderful to have you, hasn't it, Helen?
We have loved having you on. And you probably recognise our collaboration. You may have seen us also on Now TV.
Ooh.
Talking to Ms. Winkleman.
The yes. Winkles.
The yeah. Winkles. So that was very, yeah, so we're doing a few Pucker scummy mashups.
The scummy yes. Mother Puckers.
We'll come and dance at your birth, if you like, in the gold catsuits.
You'd literally unsheath me in the onesie.
Amazing. Where can people go to find out more about Flex Appeal?
Motherpucker.co.uk. It's all on there. All
and the what are you on the there. Social? Are you just at Mother Pucker on the social media?
At Mother_Pucker.
And of course, our book, Scummy Mummies, is out now, isn't it, Helen?
Hooray! That's right. Thank you.
Fucking hilarious.
Oh, my.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I don't swear often because no. She doesn't like it. It's fucking hilarious.
Oh,
I'll take that, Puckster.
We'll take that. And we're doing lots of live shows all around the country. Just go to scummymummies.com for details.
I think that's done.
I think we're done, mate. Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome.
Until next time.
Bye.
He called me, cumpot for about 4 years, and it was always like his name for me. He'd be like, all right, little cumpot. And I said to him the other day, and I was like, oh, that's so funny that you've called me that for so long, but it feels just a bit inappropriate around the kids now. He's like, what do you think I've been calling you? It's like, cumpot, like I'm your little pot of cum. And he's like, no, cumquat, the little exotic fruit, the innocent exotic fruit.
Not just a receptacle for your semen.
I know, I was quite offended.
Yeah. I swear, and then I went silent, we're like... Yeah. Nice.
What? I just haven't questioned it for 4 years. And he was just aghast. He was just...
And then you were like, oh, how do I explain shit face?
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.